that your hat can't fit you. Either I'm with you or against you. Format bent you. Back through that maze I sent you. Talking to the rap inventor. Nigga with the game type, fifth that flame right. Spell my name right. B I double G I E. Iced out, lights out. Me and Caesar Leo. Getting head for some chick he know. See, it's all about the cheddar. Nobody do it better. Going back to Cali, strictly for the weather, women and the weed, sticky green, no seeds, bitch, please, papa ain't soft, get up in the hood, ain't no love lost, got me mixed up, you drunk them licks up, mad cause I got my dick sucked, and my balls lick, forfeit, the game is mine, I'ma spell my name one more time, check it, it's the N-O-T-O-R-I-O-U-S, you just lay down slow, recognize a real dawn when you see one, sipping on booze in the house of blues, I'm going, back, back to Cali, Cali. I'm going, back, back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going, back, back to Cali, Cali. I'm going, back, back to Cali, Cali. If I got to choose the coast, I got to choose the east. I live out there, so don't go there. But that don't mean a nigga can't rest in the west. See some nice breasts in the west. Smoke some nice sets in the west. Y'all niggas is a mess, thinking I'm gon' stop. Give it L.A. props. All I got is beef with those that violate me. I shall annihilate thee. Case closed, suitcase filled with clothes. Linens and things, I'll begin things. People start to flash. 818, 213s, 313s, B.I.G. Frequently floss holes at Roscoe's. If I want a squirter, take her to Fat Burger. Spend about a week on Venice Beach. Sipping Crisco with some freaks from Frisco. I'm going, back, back to Cali, Cali. I'm going, back, back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going, back, back to Cali, Cali. I'm going, back, back to Cali, Cali. Cali got gunplay, models on the runway, scream Biggie, Biggie, give me one more chance. I'll be whipping on the freeway, the NYC way, on the celly, celly with my homeboy Lance. Pass hands from left to right, only got 5 blunts left to light. I'm set tonight, better business at Versace store. Says he suck it till I ain't got no more, only in L.A. Bust on bitches ballet, rub it in their tummy, lick it, say it's yummy. Then fuck your man, what's your plan? Is it to rock the tri-state? Almost gold, 5 G's to show date? Or do you wanna see about 7 digits? Fuck holy quizzes, Cali, great place to visit. I'm going, back, back to Cali, Cali. I'm going, back, back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going, back, back to Cali, Cali. I'm going, back, back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going, back, back to Cali, Cali. I'm going, back, back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going, back, back to Cali, Cali. I'm going, back, back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm
going, back, back to Cali, Cali. Yo, yo, what up? It's the NARcast episode 47, doing it to it with my boy, Brian Turner, man. What's good with you?
What's good?
Doing good, man.
So, how long you been down here in the San Diego, California?
I've been in round 2,
yeah,
San Diego, California since Thursday.
Nice. So you having fun, man? It doesn't matter if you're having fun.
I love it.
We've seriously been like quoting nothing but like wrestling and like
1987 WWF all weekend long.
Yeah, it's been a blast, man. Like, we started out Thursday before we get into the trip and all that good stuff. You just heard a song by Notorious B.I.G. called "Going Back to Cali." And I wanted to start that song, the episode out with that song, just because it just brings back the memories of just coming to California for the first time. And speaking of coming to California the first time, how was your experience here in California the first time you came out here last year? And for the record, tell a little bit about yourself, too, before we jump into that question.
What just, you want to know about me?
Where you from? Act like you don't know me. You know, my listeners don't know who this Brian Turner is. So,
Brian Turner, born and raised Oxford, North Carolina. Very, very small town on the East Coast.
That's what's up. So what are you doing these days?
These days?
Yeah, these days.
I'm out on the West Coast.
You know what I meant? Like, where you working? Are you in school?
I'm working down in the Outer Banks, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. You like it?
It's all right. It's pretty cool down there.
That's cool. That's
a lot
cool.
different than the beaches out here.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah, it's nice out here, man. Especially the water. They say the water is a little bit warmer here than it is out on the East Coast.
Yeah, just the weather in general. It's crazy being out here and, you know, it's December and people walking around in shorts and t-shirts.
Yeah, yeah, you see a lot of that. But, okay, speaking of California, your first experience here, how was that for you?
Cali was awesome the first time I came. I kind of had a preconceived thought in my head that people were kind of, you know, mean and rude out here, but that first time I came, everybody was just so friendly, so cool, always wanting to, like, hang out, you know, just, it's so easy to meet friends out here.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you remember some of the stuff we did? I mean, I had a blast last year, too, like, just going downtown for the first time with you and dancing our asses off and, at, you know, doing the whole thing with the Nirvana, which we relived almost.
Yeah, the downtown scene was a lot different for me because, you know, back home, when you go out to the bars, there's not a lot of live music, you know, so that was a whole scene that, you know, I'm not used to. Really cool.
That's what's up. So what about this time? How was your experience coming back out here?
Round two was, I mean, we took it to a whole new level.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been like nonstop for, what, like 72 hours.
Yeah, it's been crazy, man, especially coming out. Starting out at, you know, we started out at the Turf Club and then we worked our way downtown, man. Just Thursday night alone was pretty intense because I was just thinking that, hey, we'll just go hit up McGregor's, which we never even did on your second tour. But maybe the third tour we'll hit up some McGregor's. But yeah, we were thinking about going to McGregor's, but ended up just hitting up like Turf Club. We started out there. What you liked, right? Like, you know, cooking your own food.
Yeah, Turf Club was a spot. It was really cool. I've never been to anything like that where you just sitting, everybody in the whole restaurant kind of sits around the grill and cooks all your food. That was pretty wild.
Yeah, it's pretty tight.
Yeah.
And then we hit up the Jewel Box where you got dusted in some pool. But you know, we'll keep that brief. I don't want to start no trouble right now.
I scratched the eight ball. Yeah, that doesn't count.
Yeah, right. Well, hey, who you got your ass handed to you. That's that. And Jewel Box is a little more dive-ish. But I thought it was a pretty cool experience to just go out there and play some pool. And drinks were cheap.
Yeah, relaxed atmosphere. You know, everybody's kind of laid back there. Plus, the drinks. They had some pretty good drink specials.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And then we went down and actually made it right down into the Gas Lamp. Went to Bar Back, which was pretty cool. It wasn't as crowded as I expected it to be. But then they connected to 923, which where we went and all that good stuff. And that was crazy, too.
Yeah, it was a little different being in Bar Back. They had the guy playing guitar there. He was jamming out to some Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Going to the bathroom. And coming out of the bathroom and hearing, like, techno music coming from the hallway. That was a little crazy.
Yeah. And then we ended up hitting up some other spots. Gas Lamp Quarter or something like that. Had a drink there. And then we hit it up.
Fat dude playing the harp was rocking it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was good music there too. And then almost every place we went to had like some type of performance going on.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, I'm not used to.
Yeah.
Is you go out to the bars there and it's just all like club music. It's not at all, you know, live music, which I like the live music scene.
And then after that, man, we hit up C Lounge for a second, which, you know, was that underground basement joint where it wasn't really popping then, but we went down there Friday night, but we ain't gonna get to that day yet. Let y'all marinate on what we did on Thursday, because like you said, man, like as the hours, as the more we drank, like the crazier the nights got. And but what's cool is like after that we went down there to the Whiskey Girl, which was probably like my second tour to the Whiskey Girl. I never been down there but twice, so it was an experience, man, because, you know, getting up on stage dancing, that was, you know, a whole new, we took it to a whole new level, you know. I was like, yeah, go grab a couple of drinks, you know, and just hit it up. But we definitely spent a good amount chilling.
Yeah, 1 hour, $2 Jaeger bombs was kind of out of control.
Yeah,
that started the whole dance revolution.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, that was crazy too. Just the whole, like, that whole night, man. Then after that, man, we went up to get some burritos. And not knowing that Turner was going to be able to swallow down two burritos, he did it, man. Like, I was impressed.
6 pounds of burrito. Yeah.
We had like three tours of burritos this session, man. Like,
we just not knocked off the last one 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm gonna hit y'all up with some music real quick, because we've been talking for about a good 5 minutes, man. And so we're gonna hit you up with some music, talk a little bit about, you know, what we did and all that. If, you know, tell you what we did on Friday and Saturday, man. It was fun though, man. But we're gonna play some music. I don't know what song yet, but I'm gonna try to find a Nirvana song just to bring back the memories.
Play,
man.
Some Nirvana.
Yeah. play some Nirvana, man. So I'm gonna get some Nirvana song up here on the list, and then I'm gonna play maybe like two or three more, like, some random songs, and then I'll probably have a little bit about it when I get back. So stick around, man. This is episode 47, doing it to it right here with Brian Turner on the mix.
Hey, this is Jeff Powers, and you are listening to the Poppin' Crackin' Snardcast. Gotta love it.
up? This is Kelly Kells, and I love me some Narcan.
The lights are flashing.
There's no time for question asking.
Hide the weed under the napkin. Try hard not to laugh, cause I fucked up in time on this one.
I'm getting busted for possession.
But shit, I got my gun still left behind, laying in my lap. If you were where I'm at, you would do the same goddamn thing.
Same goddamn thing.
It ain't because I'm black, it's just because I don't have a thing. I'm 19 years old and broke as fuck. I'm a hot-headed and an alcoholic.
Label me a fucking convict.
It's not a penny in my wallet, so give me all your change. I'm in and out of jail and rehab.
Can't seem to break the habits we have.
But Mary Jane always makes me laugh. But that's the bitch to blame. If you were where I'm at, you would do the same goddamn thing.
Same goddamn thing.
It ain't because I'm black, it's just because I don't have a thing. I'm 19 years old and broke as fuck. As fuck.
I am very broke. I'm broke as, yes, you, that's correct. I'm not 19, though, I'm 25. But speaking of being broke, I spent a lot of money that I didn't have this weekend. But it was worth it. I had a lot of fun. What about you? You had fun, right? Great weekend, dude.
I blessed.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. But before we talk about a little bit of that, you've heard a song by Nirvana called All Apologies. And that's the version off the Unplugged album, the New York Unplugged. That's a really good album. It has a lot of good songs that's pretty much unplugged, that that was off the MTV joint. And then after that, I played a song by MXPX, which is a Go-Go Girls song that's a cover or whatever, called Vacation. And this is actually found off MXPX's latest On the Cover 2 album that came out this year. And again, it's original Go-Go Girls song. I'm sorry, the Go-Go's, not Go-Go Girls, but the Go-Go's. They're a 60s band, and that album, it's actually off the Vacation album that came out. And I can't remember what year. I think it was, 82. And they're an all-girl band, so that I thought it was pretty cool that they covered that song. And I thought that song fit because, you know, you're on vacation or whatever, sort of. So, yeah, this is kind of like a vacation. And I just recently purchased the On the Cover album, Part 2, and I thought it was pretty cool. And then after that, I played a song called Broke by this Jacksonville, Florida band that started out in 2003 called Whole Wheat Bread. And that's a song off the Minority Rules album that came out in 2005. And these cats are pretty cool. They only came out with two studio albums, Minority Rules, and then one came out this year called Hearts of the Hoolums. And I'm trying to figure out if one of my favorite hip-hop artists, Murs, have you heard of Murs?
No.
I think he might be doing a little something with Whole Wheat Bread, and I might have to figure out exactly what he's doing. Because, again, Murs is like one of my favorite artists, and if he's collaborating with Whole Wheat Bread, that'd be kind of cool. But Whole Wheat Bread is like a, I guess, like a, just a straight-up punk band. They're pretty cool, like kind of melodic punk. And I thought I'd put them on the show because I really like that song, like Being Broke. It's pretty funny. Like, I'm pretty sure they weren't really being serious when they wrote it because you heard the lyrics in the song.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
I don't know, a lot of it makes sense.
Yeah. So I thought I'd put a group all those together just because from you coming from California and then we just wanted to play some Nirvana and then like you being on vacation and then me being broke, I thought all that kind of fit all in one.
Oh, yeah.
So back to your vacation, man. Like Friday, man, was a good experience too because Friday we went to the beach, started our day out at the beach.
Went down the Pacific Beach.
Yeah. And put our feet in the water. That's, I think that's about all we were able to do.
The water was freezing cold. Yeah.
So, yeah, we didn't do much. We didn't, like, because I remember you were like, oh, you're getting in the water. I was like, oh, no, I'm not. I'm not getting in the water, bro.
I was going to get in the water because I got in the water last year. It's the first time in the Pacific Ocean. And I ran in it this year. Got about my big toe in. No, sir.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then I think we went down there to Bub's and got us some food and had a pitcher of beer. I think they had, like, I can't remember exactly what they had on tap that was cheap. Like
$10 Sam
Adams.
Yeah,
$10 Sam Adams. Samuel Adams, sorry. And then we ended up going to this hookah joint right down the street. We had a dollar beer.
Was it Sinbad?
Sinbad's. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
and
that
then
place was really chill.
We met up with my homegirl, Purple Jane.
Purple Jane,
yeah,
that's right.
So I ended up signing a petition to legalize marijuana.
Legalize it.
Yeah. So that was funny. It was so random because, I mean, she came up and she was like, yeah, you know.
We were sitting out on the patio.
Yeah, I was sitting up on the patio and she was like, hey, you want to legalize marijuana? I was like, I was going to tell her I was a convict because I wasn't registered to vote, but then I'd be lying. So I was like, yeah, sure, why not, you know? And because she was a really cool like lady. Like she even told me like her son, Jupiter is in a band called Health Music or something
Health,
like that.
Yeah.
And so I'm gonna actually play a song by them because it got like that ambient sound or whatever. So I'm gonna group them with a couple other bands I might play, like Mom and maybe Explosions in the Sky. I don't know yet exactly how I'm gonna group it, but yeah, I'm gonna definitely play a song by them. See you over there to their MySpace page called MySpace.com/HealthMusic, and you should check them out. They're really cool. I was listening to him the other day because we were just talking about it. And was like, yeah, let me check out that lady's son's band. And apparently they've been touring with Nine Inch Nails, and a couple other bands like that. So I think that's pretty cool. And he's also into surfing, right? Or something. So, yeah, so that was pretty cool. So I'm going to go ahead and link you up to the MySpace.com/HealthMusic. And he also has a Facebook page. I think she said it was like just search Health Noise or something like that.
Health Music.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Okay, so yeah, just do that. And so yeah, pretty much after that, man, we went up to what did we do after that? We went over there to the Taste and Thirst. Yeah, man, they're awesome, dude. They got awesome sales. They had like the 2-for-1s, buy one get one free if you're from the South. That's what that means. And what else did we do?
Yeah, we had that debate earlier.
Yeah. And that's when Ryan met up with us, and he kicked it with us for a little bit. And then we all went up to Sea Lounge, right? Was it Sea Lounge?
Sea Lounge, yeah.
And then Jimmy Loves. I think it was Jimmy Loves first in Sea Lounge.
Jimmy Loves was Cougar Central downtown San Diego.
Yeah. It was definitely Cougar Central. And I got my Seagros dance on, you know. Did that little number, you know. And and we had a debate on how Shawn Michaels did his kick, you know, because I did a different version
Sweet
of it.
Chin music.
Yeah, we've been doing that all day, like, since he's been down here. And then we hit up Sea Lounge, and that's when I started double fisting Long Island's, which was, I don't think was a good idea.
In hindsight, it was a fantastic idea.
Yeah, that's true. We got a lot of pictures out of that event.
It definitely escalated the evening.
Yeah. And because we were pretty chill until we got down there to Maloney's. And then Maloney's is when me, Brett, and Turner decided to have a good time, good old time or whatever. It was fun, though, man.
It was a blast.
Yeah, and then from there, we came back and just whatever. Trying to keep it centered here, you know. So, yeah. So, there's a lot been left out. But, I mean, nothing crazy. It's just that, you know. It was a good time. And I'm gonna try to find a song after putting on the show that represents that whole lovely Saturday evening or Friday evening of just good times. And I'm going to end the show with Joanne, I'm going to go ahead and call her Joanne. No, I'm going to call her Joanne. Joanne Osborne. Yeah, I'm going to go and put that, what's the name of that song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, because that sums up, like, just the whole, like, weekend of, like, because if you've seen, we watched Vanilla Sky.
Vanilla Sky, yeah.
Yeah, we watched that, and he was, like, on his way to get surgery in his dream. Within his dream, and he was singing because he was stoned off morphine or whatever they had him on before they put him under, and he was like singing "What If God Was One of Us," and we just thought it was just funny to be like wasted singing that, you know, or being delirious and just singing that, because Friday was insane when it came to just, you know, having a couple of drinks. So
Friday was the was the epitome of randomness.
Yeah, and I think that was the peak of like of us like getting completely like trashed.
Yeah.
So I think after that we just settled down. Like yesterday was really chill, but before we get into Saturday and what we did today, which is very sad today, we watched Fahrenheit 9/11.
That was a very intense movie.
Yeah, it was. Good old Michael Moore film. But we're going to go ahead and get to some music real quick. Play a couple songs. Maybe even squeeze in that health music. Let me see if I can find a song off the internet. And then we got introduced to a song, a little auto-tune joint of like these kids just talking. It was great. I'll try to play that towards the end of the show because that's what happened today. But definitely stick around. I'm going to talk a little bit about the music here in a little bit, but definitely keep it locked right here on the Narcast episode 47, doing it to it with Mr. Kevin Bacon himself.
Round two.
Yeah, round two.
Thank you. are listening to the Narcast.
Shimmy on down my chimney, Santa. Ain't nobody home but me. Shimmy on down my chimney, Santa. I need some company. I hear you delivering from dusk till dawn, so I'll wait up, but honey, don't take long. Shimmy on down my chimney, Santa. Bring a little gift for me. Nobody home but me. Shimmy on down my chimney, Santa. I need some company. You made your list, you checked it twice. I've been naughty, but I can be nice. Shimmy on down my chimney, Santa. Bring a little gift for me. Chimney Santa, ain't nobody home but me. Shimmy on down my chimney, Santa. I need some company. It's cold out there and it looks like snow. So come join me beneath the mistletoe. Shimmy on down my chimney, Santa. Bring a little gift for me.
Yo, 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 what up? You listen to the Narcast episode 47, doing it to it right here with my boy Brian Turner. What up, man?
What's up?
I'm getting sick, man. Can you hear it? It's getting worse as I stay up. The more I stay up, the worse it's getting, I feel like. Man, I'm getting sick. I think it happened yesterday.
I'm pretty sure it happened last night.
Yeah, because I didn't have a jacket.
That among other things.
Yeah, I didn't have a jacket. So I started out just pretty much not wearing a jacket over to the where did we go, man? We went to see the gas fumes is getting to my head again. We went to Balboa Park for December nights.
Yeah.
So that was fun, man. We went up there and just had some. I had some fries. And what did you have?
I had a gyro.
Yeah, it looks good too, man.
Yeah, the thing's off the chain.
Yeah, that's what's up. So we did that number, and then we went met up with Brett to go to I think it's called I don't want to mess it up, but I think it's called K&D Cellars, Wine Cellar.
K&B.
Okay, yeah. And we met up with the owner there, Tony.
Tony's a cool dude.
I would definitely tell you guys, definitely go up there, man. It's right over there in the college area. You should definitely hit that up, man, because, like, they have beer tastings. And
We did a Belgium.
Yeah.
Belgium winter beers.
I thought that was pretty tight, and next Saturday they're actually gonna have a Scotch tasting, and we've been talking about Scotch a lot this past weekend too.
Scotch. Down in my belly.
Yeah, so I never had Scotch before, believe it or not. So I might even just hit that up before work. I mean, not before work, but you know, I might.
And you're fired.
And I'm officially fired. Nah, I'm joking slightly. the songs that you've heard, you heard a song by, I think the first song I played was by a band called Career Suicides, and then I played a song by that band Helped. Definitely check them out, myspace.com/healthmusic, and I played a song called Die Slow, so check it out. Check it. They got a couple other songs and a few other albums on that on their MySpace page. Definitely should check them out. And then I played a song. Speaking of Saturday night, We went to Bar Pink too after we went hit up the K&B.
Bar Pink, yeah. And that's my first time over there.
Yeah, and then so we hit up this spot called we saw this band there that played, and her name was she goes by Lindsay. I'm gonna probably mispronounce her name, but Lindsay Zorsky. Yeah, that sounds about right. And the Desert Magnolia. And definitely check her out, man. She's awesome. Like, the song I'm gonna play is off her Christmas album. And they have a really nice swing, jazzy.
Yeah, really kind of like 40s
yeah.
sound to it.
And it was crazy because, like, that whole vibe there was a little interesting.
Yeah, it was. It yeah. was. It so, had, like, the speakeasy vibe to it.
Yeah, yeah. So definitely check these. Check her out, man. This is awesome stuff. I'll definitely post her website up there so you can get more into her music and maybe about buy the Christmas album. It's LindsayZorsky.com. LindsayZorsky.com. Check her out. Get her info. I think I was talking to her. She's from right here in San Diego. They're also doing some stuff that I think they're like, she mentioned New Orleans as well. So check her out, man. I hope you guys like that song that I put up there on the page and all that good stuff. But that pretty much sums up our Saturday night. We saw that band. We saw her play for a little bit. Hit up Bluefoot.
Yeah. Was a little crazy.
Yeah, did a little dancing. And our boy, well, I can't remember his name, though.
Kevin?
Yeah, Big Kev, man.
Yeah, Big Kev asked you to put your drink down and get out. It's probably in your best interest to do so.
Yeah, yeah, because there was a fight broke out. Music immediately stopped. Lights came on. And then Kev was just like, get out.
Everybody's got to go.
Yeah, I think his name's Calvin.
Calvin?
Yeah, I think it's Calvin.
I thought it was Kevin.
I think it's Calvin. Whatever. But yeah, because I don't want to get beat up.
I did not either. Not by him.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was like, get out, get out. You know, he was like, you cool. He was like, you cool. Yeah, yeah. But he'll yell at everybody. Then we were actually outside waiting. And, this dude was loud. He was like, you too loud. He's like, shut up, you loud. And he just looked at Calvin and was like, oh, my bad.
I'll stop talking.
Yeah, he's very intimidating.
Yeah.
He's like the West Coast Big Phil. Yeah, that's what I'll say. Yeah,
West Coast Big Phil.
Yeah, he's definitely the West Coast Big Phil. Because, you know, you look at Big Phil and you be like, all right, Big Phil told me to shut up. I definitely will shut up. But that pretty much summed up Saturday night. Then we went down there to Triple Crown. And, you know, chilled there for a minute, got us a burrito, sat up for about an hour and watched some Ren and Stimpy. Which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Happy, joy. That's what I should play. Yeah. I should find that and play that. That's hilarious. And then, we watched The Goods, which is funny. And
you don't want to know about Kirky.
Yeah. That's great. I do. What'd she say? Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. You don't want to know about Kirky. Yes, I do. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Blueberry pancakes.
Yeah, that is definitely the message for tonight. Blueberry pancakes. That movie was pretty cool. I mean, it had a dude from Entourage in it. What's his name?
Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, it had him in it, and had some other people that I think one dude was in The Hangover, right? The Hangover.
Yeah.
Japanese dude.
Yeah, the small Japanese.
Korean. Yeah. Yeah.
He's not Japanese.
Yeah, that almost got him killed. So. Great movie. But yeah, and that was pretty much summed the night up, man. And then today we just watched Fahrenheit. We went down there and watched some football.
Some football down at
PB. Yeah, PB
Bar.
Yeah, PB Bar and Grill.
Bar and Grill, okay.
Yeah, and so then came back up here and watched some Fahrenheit. Went to work, finished it up, and watched this one thing that I definitely can't wait for you guys to hear. I might even just post it on my Facebook or on my Blogspot. Just because you gotta see it too, because it's hilarious, dude. Like the little kid singing in auto tune, it's great. And so I'm gonna post that along with auto tune the news. I love that auto tune the news stuff too.
Yeah, that's my first experience with auto tune.
yeah, it's great. And actually, I might can't do it right now, but I was gonna say I can get you on auto tune like right now, where it sound all pitch shifty and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Like, you can be like, you can sing, but like just sing something, just sing.
Right.
Yeah, and I'll tweak it up on another track. It'll be funny.
What if God was one of us?
Nice. All right, so that's gonna sound funny. And speaking of that, we're gonna end the show with that song. So you're gonna hear Joanne Osborne at the end of the show, and we're gonna throw in that Charlie Bite Bit Me. Great, it's hilarious. And then I don't know what else I'm gonna play, but I'm gonna definitely play those two at the end, because that sums up, I think, the weekend pretty
yeah,
much.
Pretty much does. Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, thanks for being on the show, man. Thanks for coming out, man. Just like I was saying earlier, man, like, it's been like a pretty rough month, I think, and it's nice to have like for like a friend from home come through, man, and just come hang out. And I appreciate you coming through, and I hope that you had a good time, and we got to do this annually, man. This is like our annual thing.
It's gonna be a yearly thing.
Yeah, so let's do it to it. And let's always remember, 2-for-1 is the same thing as buy one, get one free. And I'm unstoppable at pool, regardless if you scratch. And Shawn Michaels does extend his leg out to do the Sweet Chin music from time to time. And that's all I gotta say. Is there anything else you wanna say?
Yeah,
it
man.
Doesn't matter.
Smell what the rock is
clear.
Nice. I got nothing to say.
Peace.
Oh, you got me.
You got me.
Rock says, know your role and shut your mouth. Rock says, know your damn role. Is cooking. The rock says, know your damn role. Your mouth. The Rock's laying the smackdown. Ha. The Rock's laying the smackdown.
The Rock says, the Rock says,
know your role and shut your mouth.
Know your damn role.
Huh. You smell what the Rock is cooking.
The Rock says, know your damn role.
Your mouth. The Rock's laying the smackdown. Ha. The Rock's laying the smackdown.
The Rock says, the Rock says,
know your role and shut your mouth.
The Rock says, know your damn role.
Huh. You smell what the Rock is cooking.
The Rock says.
Don't bit me, and that really hurt.
Ow! Your leg!
and you're listening to the Nardcast. What a guy was one of us. You're listening to the
Pope may be in Rome.